podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The views expressed are those of the host and guests and do not constitute professional advice. We make no representations or warranties regarding the accuracy, completeness, or applicability of the content. Please consult qualified experts for specific guidance. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered legal, health, tax, or professional advice. Always consult a licensed professional for specific advice related to your situation.
Hello there, and welcome to the Real Life Topics podcast. I am so excited that you decided to join us for our inaugural episode. Listen, this has been such a long time coming. Well, we have quite a bit of time to spend together, so you can find out a little about this journey as we go along. But I just want to tell you why we are here, why we even exist, right? So I am Lakeisha Stevenson. I am an author, serial entrepreneur, ministry leader. And one of the things that I absolutely love to do is I love to write and I love people. So years ago, I've had this desire to just kind of start talking and making conversations easier. As a matter of fact, my freshman book is called Wounded on Purpose. And the whole point of that, I wrote poetry that was intended to make hard conversations easy. So here we are in the Real Life Topics group, right? The name of my organization is On Purpose Life. We live with intention, clarity, and direction. In the Real Life Topics group, we talk about topics that are going to affect our real life. I mean, somebody could say, oh my gosh, that's really so simple, but it's not. So often, some of the necessary conversations are the hardest to navigate. Well, I want to help shift that narrative for you. We want to offer topics that bring awareness, resilience or resolution, and ultimately offer evolution. We should all be growing and evolving in some area of our life or another, because that is the thing that's going to help us to refrain from being stagnant. All right. So our goal is simple. We want you to live with intention, clarity, and direction. We want to make some of these tough conversations a little bit easier. Right? Help you to be at a place of realization of where you are in your life and have awareness of what's going on around you. So we'll be using the acronym ARE, which simply means, where are you? Like, why are you here? The awareness, the resiliency, resolution, and evolution that must happen in your life. Today, I really just want to talk a little bit about that thing, awareness, being present about what is happening in your life. Because the truth is, regardless to where you are, when you realize that there is a purpose for you being here, it always gives you the energy, the ability to fight a little bit harder. That's my goal. I don't want you to conk out in the middle of difficult times. The truth of the matter is, as long as we live, we're going to experience peaks as well as valleys, water as well as dirt. Those are all things that happen in our lives that cause us to evolve. I want you to think for a brief moment with me about, you know, your favorite fruit, your favorite vegetable. It had to go through cycles in order to make it to your table. It had to be harvested. So that seed had to go into the ground. It had to be watered. The ground had to be tilled. The soil had to be turned before it sprouted up through dirt. Dirt could represent some of the things in your life that just may not have been cool for you. It may have been some dark places. It may have been some wet places. And sometimes it could be downright stinky. But before you see a seed begin to grow and begin to bud, and begin to spring up from the soil, it had to go through some things. You have to be aware of the time and the season that you are in your life. When you are, then it's easier to navigate through those moments knowing that it won't always stay like this. Where I am today won't always be where I'll remain, right? I might be in a seed state. I might be in a budding season. I might be in the point where I've already pushed through the soil. Or I might be a beautiful flower already. Or good God, you may have already blossomed into a tree. Whatever state that you're in your process of growth and your process of development, you'll always experience emotions or adversities or triumphs and victories. So you must be aware of where you are, what's going on in your life. And when you experience these peaks and these valleys, these ups and these downs, sometimes you just have to be resilient to navigate through those moments. There may be some moments where you can resolve a thing, but sometimes you just got to be resilient if you don't reach resolve. Now, as we go along through this, we are going to talk about some maybe challenging subjects, right? You are going to dive in at your level of comfort, right? But my goal is to also help you be at different levels in your cognitive state. Maybe some of these conversations will be sparking for you. It'll make you remember something that you forgot about, make you remember something that you put on the back burner or put on the shelf. It might spark something in you. It might ignite something in you. Great. That's what we want to do. But then there are those of you, you're already sparked. You already know what you should be doing. You have a strong sense of awareness. You're very sure of the time and what you should be doing in your life, but you need somebody to rev up the engine a little bit for you. So I might be that nudge that you need to rev up the engine for you to sort of move into action. And so after you rev up that engine, it's time to accelerate, right? You can't do the same thing that you did on yesterday because you revved up the engine. And so now you got to accelerate because someone is depending on what you are doing today for their today and for tomorrow. See, we're not just here because there was nothing else to be done. You serve such an amazing purpose in this earth. And that dirt, that water, those rainy days, those sunshiny days could really cause you to question what that is. So my goal is very simple in this inaugural segment to let you know that you are here for a reason and it's such a great reason. Sometimes the fights that you experience will sometimes make you feel like, I don't know. And it'll cause you to kind of sit on some of the greatness that's on the inside of you. So I want to spark you a little bit and maybe cause you to rev up that engine. But then the ultimate goal is to get you to accelerate in your life. Why? Because you have awareness. You learned how to be resilient in the middle of things that may be going on in your life. Sometimes you may not be at the point of resolution yet. You're just figuring your way through and keeping your head above the water and still smiling through adversity, still talking when you might not feel like it and still weathering the storms. Whatever place you are in, I want you to hear me so clearly that you have such great purpose and you're supposed to live it out with intention, with clarity and direction. Sometimes when we're going through these things and we're remaining resilient, things can get a little foggy. Well, we want to knock that fog off, knock that cognitive clutter off, right? So that you're able to walk in sheer authenticity, pure goodness, so that the human that you are will remain hospitable, will remain caring about those that are around you. And you will live your life with intention, clarity, and direction. So, you know what? I'm glad that you're here. We're going to take this journey together. You're going to learn some things about me, and I'm going to learn some things about you. But the goal is very simple. Real Life Topics is a place where you are, bringing you topics that are going to experience awareness, resolution, resiliency, and evolution. Because you have to keep growing. Regardless if you're at the state of being a seed, you're a little flower, maybe you are a tree that others are able to perch upon. Whatever that is, I want you to be so sure that you are necessary, that you have great purpose, and I'm glad that you are here.